I mean, we're 2-0 up in the game. We should never let them back into the game. We did. That's the harsh reality of it, taking all the emotion out of it. That's the reality. We shouldn't have let them back into the game, and we did. And we paid the price for it.
How does that happen when you go 2-0 up? And is it just a lapse of concentration in those 3 minutes? How does it switch?
Yeah, listen, it's very hard to dissect it now at the minute. But, we shouldn't be. To go 2-0 up away from home is a massive plus. And then to let them back into it is just very disappointing. Why that happened, it's for us all to dissect. But, yeah, we're very disappointed.
It was a very physical battle out there throughout the whole game, and your teammate Sammy Schmodics was involved in one of probably the most physical battles we've seen in the game. Did you feel it was like that out in the pitch?
First and foremost, we hope he's okay. That's really important at this moment. Physical battle, but it's going to be, you know, there's a lot at stake. And listen, we've come out to the wrong end of it. It will be hard to take for a while. As I said, the professional side here will always look at how we've let them back into the game.
Did you feel, with a couple of minutes ago, the goal just before full time, was that a real killer? And how did you manage to bounce back? Because I think most people watching thought in extra time you were the better side.
Yeah, we bounced back second half of extra time, I think, especially. It was a killer blow, so close to the finish, but that's professional sport. You've got to keep going till the end.
We saw your team go over and embrace with the fans in the corner for quite a long time after the full-time whistle. We know the scenes we've seen here in Prague over the last couple of days, and you've seen as a player throughout your years with Ireland. How important is that connection, and maybe how do you want to build on that going forward?
The connection is so important. We're very proud of our fans. We wish we could have done a little bit more for them tonight. We thank them for their support all week, really, since we came in, just the support you see on social media and the support you've seen there tonight. So we thank them. They'll back us again when we need them again, and we're just very disappointed for ourselves and for our fans.